Jim Scanlon joining us from the tunnel. Jim, can you hear me okay?
I can, Kelly. Can you hear me?
Yes, I sure can.
Very good.
First of all, let's talk about the not-so-good things. The power play, obviously, of the Gophers is just so good. You guys giving up four today. Obviously, your penalty kill's been good most of the season up until this weekend. Really nothing there you can change, is there?
No, you just got to credit Minnesota. Credit Minnesota, obviously, Hannah Brandt. There's a reason she became the all-time leading scorer in this program's history. She's a very dynamic player. And let's first and foremost give her credit, give their power play credit, and go from there.
Let's just go right into the third period. You guys got started early. Emmett Harris finally gets on the scoreboard for your team at 122, her third goal of the season. And for your team, you know, you come out of that second intermission down at that point 5-0. And it just goes to show Beaver hockey never quits, doesn't it, Coach?
Absolutely. Yep, that was I think we said, hey, let's go see if we can win this period. You know, and obviously a little tough for Erin to go into a game like this, but, you know, that's she's part of the team. So we threw her in there, and but I thought our performance in the third period was just what we expected. You know, the character on the team, never questioned it. Never questioned the fact we'd go out there and battle, and I was just proud of our effort, no doubt.
You get a power play goal against this Gopher team. Ivana Bilic, what a blast. She's got probably one of the hardest shots next to Stephanie Anderson, doesn't she?
She does, yep. She's got an outstanding shot. She found a hole, and great job by Hubes to take away the goalie's eyes. And, you know, obviously that's what we try to do on the power play. We want to be a shoot-first, to have a shoot-first mentality, and that's what she did.
And then you get your third goal from Bailey Wright. She's had some good streaks here this weekend, has looked really good, has some good looks yesterday as well. She gets an assist from Kristen Huber. And, of course, you had kind of shifted the lines there in the third period as well. Tell us what you did.
Well, we just changed things up. You know, we hadn't had any luck up to that point, so let's just change things up. So I left Emily Berglund's line alone. I thought that line was one of our best lines the entire game, and you know, with Terrace and Nelson on our wings, I left that line alone. I thought they did a great job, and they rewarded us by going out and scoring that first goal in the third period. And then we just juggled people around, and you know, it wasn't a knock on anybody in particular. It was just, let's see if we can't shake things up, see what happens.
It was fun to see Lauren Miller along with Stephanie Anderson, those two with as much speed as they have, and then Hannah Moore with her stick handling. She got moved down to the other line, but why'd you move Miller up with Anderson?
Well, no up or down, Kelly. It's just you just play with different people.
Okay.
So that's what we did.
It was nice to see you roll four lines against this Gopher squad, and obviously that shows the improvement and the skill that this Beaver squad has, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Coach, you guys get ready for Mankato next weekend. Obviously, a team you still can't look past, but a team that has struggled this season. How do you get ready for that series?
Well, it's a big game. I mean, next Friday is a very big game, and you're exactly right. We don't look past anybody. It's three huge points that are up for grabs Friday night, and we're in our building. So we got to, you know, this weekend's done. We put it behind us, and we'll get ready for next one.
Coach, a great third period by your team. They've made it certainly fun this weekend.
Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jim. Have a safe trip back to Bemidji.
You bet. You too.
Thank you. Head coach Jim Scanlon joining us here in our Paul Bunyan Communications post-game show. Again, a fun third period for this Beaver squad, and so fun to see them make a comeback. Just was a little too short against a team with a Hannah Brandt and a 45% power play unit there in that Gopher squad. Our final score here today, the Gophers winners